I wake knowing 3,000 years of literature and legal code and history. My last day at Mickey's comes 2 months after my last surgery. Harmony smiles with me after our workout as she drops me off in my room. Music thuds in the background. Mickey's dancers are going full tilt tonight. I'll get you your clothing, Darrow. Dancer and I want to have dinner with you to celebrate. Evie will clean you up. She leaves me alone with Evie. Today, as always, her face is as quiet as the snow I've seen on the HC. I watch her in the mirror as she cuts my hair. The room is dark, but for the light over the mirror. It shines from above, so she looks like an angel. Innocent and pure. But she is not innocent. Not pure. She's a pink. They breed them for pleasure, for the curves of their breasts and hips, for the tautness of their stomachs and the plump folds of their lips. Yet, she is a girl, and her spark has not yet gone out. I remember the last time I failed to protect one like her. And me? It's hard to look at myself in the mirror. I'm what I know the devil to be. I am arrogance and cruelty, the sort of man who killed my wife. I am gold, and I am as cold as it. My eyes shine like ingots, my skin is soft and rich, my bones are stronger. I feel the density in my lean torso. When Evie is done cutting the golden hair, she stands back and stares at me. I can feel her fear, and I suffer it in myself. I am no longer a human. Physically, I've become something more. You're beautiful, Evie says quietly, touching my golden sigils. They're much smaller than her feather wings. The circle is set in the center of each hand's backside. Wings swoop back along the flesh, curving like scythes up the sides of my wrist bones. I look at Evie's white wings and know how ugly she must think them to be on her back, how she must hate them. I want to say something kind to her. I want to make her smile, if she can. I would tell her that she is beautiful, but she's lived a life of men saying that for some gain or another. She wouldn't believe a boy like me. And I don't believe her words to me. Io was beautiful. I still remember the flush of blood in her cheeks as she danced. She had all the raw colors of life, the crude beauty of nature. I am the human concept of beauty. Gold made soft and supple into man's form. Evie kisses the top of my head before darting away and leaving me alone to watch the HC in the mirror's reflection. I did not notice her slip a feather from her wings into my breast pocket. I'm tired of watching the HC. I know their history now, and I'm learning more every day, but I'm tired of being inside, tired of listening to Mickey's club thump its music and smelling the minty leaves he smokes. Tired of seeing the girls he brings into his family, only to sell away when someone bids high enough. Tired of seeing all the full eyes go hollow. This is not Lycos. There is no love, no family or trust. This place is sick. My boy, you look fit to captain a fleet of torch ships, Mickey says from the door. He slides in, smelling like his burners. His spindly fingers take Evie's feather from my breast pocket and roll it back and forth over his knuckles. He taps the feather to each of my golden sigils. Wings are my favorite. Aren't they yours? They go to mankind's better aspirations. He comes up behind me, as I sit staring into the mirror. His hands go to my shoulders, and he speaks down at my head, resting his chin upon it, as though I am his property. It's easy to see he thinks I am. My left hand goes to the sigil on my right, lingering there.
I told you you were brilliant. Now it's your time to fly.
You give the girls wings, but you don't let them fly, do you? I ask.
It's impossible for them to fly. They are simpler things than you. And I can't afford to buy a license to have grav boots, so they dance for me.
Mickey explains.
But you? You'll fly, won't you, my brilliant boy?
I stare at him but say nothing. His lips slice into a smile because I unnerve him. I always have.
You're frightened of me,
I tell him. He laughs.
Am I? Ho ho! Am I now, my boy?
Yes. You're used to knowing what's what. You think like the rest of them. I nod to the HC's reflection. Things are set in stone. Things are well ordered. Red's at the bottom, everyone else standing on our backs. Now you're looking at me, and you're realizing that we don't bloody damn like it down there. Red is rising, Mickey.
Oh, you've got far to go.
I reach up and grab his wrist so that he cannot move. He stares at me in the mirror's reflection, struggling against my hold. Nothing is stronger than a hell diver's grip. I smile into the mirror, locking my golden eyes with his violet ones. He smells like fear, primal terror, like a mouse cornered by a lion. Be kind to Evie, Mickey. Don't make her dance. Give her a plush life, or I'll come back to pull your hands off your body. Chapter 13. Bad Things. Mateo is a tall wisp of a pink with long limbs and a lean, beautiful face. He is a slave, or was a slave for carnal pleasures. Yet he walks like a water lord. Beauty in his step, manners and grace in the wave of his hand. He has a penchant for